sorry. What is, mister, first of all, you don't touch him. Oh. What is his name? I'm sorry, what is his name?
You have a card.
I'm a press. What you just did to my colleague, this is assault. Alexandre Lavoie for Ruben News, and I'm currently in Montreal because today Stephen Guilbeault, along with Valérie Plante, was holding a press conference about housing affordability. We came all the way down here, we enter, and everything escalated really quickly. First of all, they asked my press card what I did. They registered me on the paper sheet. I went inside of the room, but she asked that to Guillaume, and he did provide it, the Independent Press Gallery card. She say to wait a minute. She keep him outside of the room until two big men came and expulsed him pretty violently. And I'm showing you some image. You will see, you would not believe that. This is assault. And the man refused to identify himself to me. He said that he's the owner, but is it that true? And I was in the room. I was in the press room and I went out to say, what are you doing? This is my cameraman. He is here to help me out. And suddenly I was not allowed anymore. They exposed me with two undercover SPVM agents.
Pardon?
Sorry, mister, what is going on? Sorry. What is, mister, first of all, you don't touch him? Oh. What is his name? What is his name? I'm sorry, what is his name?
You have a card?
I have a card. I'm a press. What you just did to my colleague? This is assault. Who are you? Who are you first?
Madame,
I will go out, but I need your name. Not before he tell me his name. I'm sorry. You just assault my colleague. I have it on camera, and I will take your name right now.
Peace, madam.
I would take your name right now.
Could you go out?
I want your name right now.
Absolutely. Madam, please.
Now, what is your name?
Please, madam, I don't want to torture you.
Max,
I just want you to be out, please.
Esperanza.
And what is your position? Are you
a...
Donc, c'est de même que vous traitez les journalistes indépendants ici au Québec?
Hein?
On a une carte de presse. On est accrédité avec la presse indépendante du Canada. On est ici pour la conférence de presse. Et vous, vous décidez que...
Vous êtes invité par le responsable de l'IDV.
Vous savez qu'au Canada, on a une... Un endroit privé.
Où
vous avez une conférence de presse qui est ouverte à tous les journalistes.
Mais c'est juste réservé à.
Sur invitation, j'ai reçu la lettre pour venir ici. Donc, qu'est-ce que vous dites par invitation? Vous l'envoyez par courriel directement aux journalistes?
On va vous demander de quitter.
Non, mais moi, pas avant que vous me disiez c'est qui ce monsieur-là?
C'est le propriétaire de l'endroit.
OK. Le propriétaire de l'endroit, c'est quoi son nom? Correctement. Bien, je vais devoir l'avoir parce qu'il y a. Agresser mon collègue. On va en parler ensemble. Vous avez appelé la police pour à cause qu'on a des. Écoutez, vous pouvez pas me toucher premièrement.
Non, monsieur.
Vous pouvez pas me toucher, mais on veut savoir c'est qui ce monsieur-ci.
Des agents de sécurité, vous avez des contacts physiques avec nous.
Désolé, je peux pas.
Avez-vous un badge?
Ça sent pas long,
vous savez qu'on a.
Oui, avez-vous un badge pour vous identifier?
Ils n'ont pas de badge. Est-ce que je peux avoir vos badges, vos noms? Vous êtes dans l'obligation de me donner votre nom et votre badge. So what happened is we just came here. We are journalists, independent journalists. We came here for the press conference. Everything went well until we say the name of our news outlet, that is Ruben News. they actually started to call the cop and the SPVM to come and expose us from the event, saying that this is a private event. And I show you some image. One of the men, we don't know who he say that he's the owner of the place, assaulted Guillaume by pushing him outside of the building. This is outrageous. We have a freedom of press here in Canada, and they are not respecting it. So we came all the way here because, first of all, Valérie Plante is holding that press conference about housing affordability, when we know that since 2017, her administration have blocked more than 24,000 apartment unit construction.
J'ai pris la décision de stopper, d'arrêter un projet immobilier qui aurait détruit les derniers grands espaces verts de Montréal et qui aurait encouragé la venue d'à peu près 10 000 voitures.
And Stephen Guilbeault is all the way here, and I just wanted to ask him what he would say to Danielle Smith, who she's asking his resignation over the 2030 net zero goal agenda.
But if that's the only way that we can build reliable power because of the uncertainty that Stephen Guilbeault has created with his ridiculous net zero electricity regulations, that's what we're going to have to do.
Trying to dictate to us how to pull our resources out of ground, how to manage our natural resources, how to manage our electricity grid, that's what Justin Trudeau has done. So I'm trying to get him fired, and I would love your help on that.
Yeah! You want to know the truth? Climate change is real. That's the truth. You want to know the truth? Climate change is impacting Canadians all over the country, including from coast to coast, Mr. Speaker. You want to know the truth about climate change? It's costing Canadians billions of dollars.
But unfortunately, it would not be possible today because we've been first exposed. And this is really sad today for the freedom of the press and freedom of expression, especially here in Montreal.
Oh, Valérie Plante aussi.
You condemn the genocide! Mr. Guilbeault, you condemn the genocide in Gaza! Mr. Guilbeault, your government's enabling a genocide in Gaza! Will you condemn that, Mr. Guilbeault? Israel, in the first 2 months, released more greenhouse gas emissions than the 20 most vulnerable countries for climate disturbances. Do you condemn that, Mr. Guilbeault? Mr. Guilbeault! Come on, I know you can see me. Stop just looking away. Come on, Mr. Guilbeault. Come on, don't send your police to get rid of me. Answer the question, Mr. Guilbeault.
Oh, bon.
Mr. Guilbeault, answer the question.
What just happened now? You can see the empty room where the press conference was supposed to take place. They moved it somewhere else because a man were screaming in the window about the genocide in Gaza. And also they called two cops to come here. This is hilarious because we pay police officer with our tax for them to come and to block the entrance of independent journalists who just try to do their job. And you need to remember that not long time ago, Stephen Guilbeault lost in court against us for blocking us on Twitter, and he needed to pay $20,000 to us. And now, the court have judged that he needs to pay us for blocking us on Twitter, but he can block us from press conference here in Montreal. Can you believe that?
You're sending weapons! You're sending weapons! Support an arms embargo, Mr. Guilbeault! Bring it in arms embargo!
Well, now we have like one, two, three SPVM car with a lot of police officer for me, Guillaume, my camera person, and that man that is actually yelling for the genocide in Gaza. So now what I can see is like six different officers for three people outside of the building. So I just did a quick research online since it's a social housing for people in need. And straight when you go in their website, you can see that they are subsidized by Canada Service and Quebec Service. So it's actually a place that is paid with our tax, that is public, that we are actually allowed to go inside. Don't forget to go over rebelfieldreports.com and chip in generously, because you can see how the are so afraid of us to just ask simple question. If you want to keep us there and support our journalism, please don't forget to chip in what you can at rebelfieldreports.com.